But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. I talk about the strength of Christ, though, the endurance, right? It's our devoted path of testament. Not while we're asleep, for goodness sake. You've heard the individuals, well, I reckon you've fallen asleep to the gospel, the truth, the light. You're not seeking it anymore. You're not trying to find him. We find him within the strength of our own endurance, whether that's spiritually, physically, intimately, emotionally. We're sound, we're structured, we're solid within our belief in the divinity that we've been given. My weakness doesn't define me, though. I'm not manifesting it. I'm not bringing it to life. I'm not taking it somewhere where it doesn't belong. I'm giving it a whole new meaning and a whole new belonging. Because of forgiveness, repentance, confession, I'm capable of taking it somewhere to where he wants me to. Put it back within his hands and rest assured, you ain't got nothing to worry about. I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I don't have any limits. I don't have any restrictions. Walking up in the fitness center in the morning, they're looking like, are you heavyweight or lightweight? They see how much weight I'm grabbing. They're like, golly, he's got somebody on his side helping him. Now he's got something we ain't got. He's probably got God in Christ. You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of strength. And that strength is capable of weathering the storm. It's taking you to an abundance above and beyond. And it'll give you more than you need at the times that you need it. And I don't think that you got anything to worry about. But most of us, that strength that we've been given, it gets turned into an inequity. Here we go. He's given you an opportunity to where you got life. You've got love. What are you doing with it? That's outright strength. It's certainty. It's competence. It's means. It's degrees. It's disciplines. It's everything along those lines that you need. You are fully equipped and capable of having your own. Now you're going to turn it into inequity. I'm going to put it in somebody else's hands. I'm going to see what creature's got to say about it. Let me ask my granny real quick. See what she's got to say. Think about what I'm saying. You, what you've been given is for you because he has enlightened you and he's blessing you. You're not going to be mad about it. You're not going to be upheaved. Oh, I'm distraught. Oh, that's terrible. I mean, I heard. Think about what I'm saying. What you've been given is yours and it shall be a blessing to you. So make sure it is a blessing. Your strength is your acts, the devotion, the actual laboring of the hands and the feet to where your testament is pure, it's true, and thought, word, and deed, the way you hear and see and speak about it. How do you know that person's saved? I see the way that they're living. How do you know that they're forgiven the way that they're living? Because it's the way that they walk, the way that they talk, they're actually exercising in it. You can talk about life. You can dream real big. You can say, this is the way that it should be. This is the way that I like it. But to give you the honest truth, and I mean, I ain't lying to you, Lord, forgive me. When you are capable of having fulfillment the way he wants you to, within that measurable score of strength, right? It's definitely tolerable. Then you ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got to talk about it. Nobody's casting condemnation on you or throwing a stone your way. If they do, are you probably grabbing it, throwing it right back at them and hitting them upside the head? I mean, that's what happens. Lord, forgive me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. What you mean? You want to go with fitness center? I say, got it. You know what I mean? Sitting down on the side of the curb, t-shirt off, sweating, hanging around your neck. You all right? No, I ain't doing too good. They got UniHealth over in the West Coast. They got vitamin IV bags. They be setting you up, making sure you survive out there. It's hard on some of us. So through my weakness, I am strong. How come? Because my strength does not come from being defined by weakness, but rather my weakness, whether it is socially, intellectually, verbally, intimately, economically, and a sense of inequity, something being defined that he hasn't given me, allows me to confess, forgive, repent, and find the true glory and light that can be found within him. I'm not mad. Are we expected to fail? I tell you what, each and every day you're going to receive a yes from Christ. And when you receive that yes from Christ, you are forgiven. You are redeemed. You walk up in the house at night, you see your spouse. Guess what? Because of the strength that God has given you, regardless of what type of day you've had at work, you can put the suitcases at the door. You can drop the bondage right at and leave it right out on the porch. When you walk in, because of the strength of Christ, you've got nothing but unconditional love. Good evening, honey. How are you doing? You seem real happy. I got God in Christ. Thank God I did. If I didn't, boy, I'd be in a bad shape. So anything that happens, you are strong, you're pure in thought, word, and deed. You're capable of being of being nullified, of being steadfast within that solid foundation and the testament of being pure to Him, I don't have anything to worry about. And that's why things are the way that they are. He gives me power to the faint. And to him who has no might, he increases strength. Isaiah 40:29. He gives me power to the faint. I mean, I've talked about power. You've seen the post I put on Facebook not too long ago. What type of power doesn't require acknowledgement and can't be judged or persecuted, condemned by others? The power of belief. But you know what? I'm going to hold it near and dear to myself. I ain't even going to talk about it. It's like a treasure. I won the lottery. I got the winning Powerball and I got the multiplier. Because I mean, I know God is love and it multiplies and I'm going to keep it to myself. You ain't got to worry about being greedy about your own faith, about your own hope. I tell you, it'll take you to a whole nother level. Be thankful for what He's given you and let that strength of deliverance be the notion on why you're living each and every day. And to Him who has no might, He increases strength. You think you can help me? I'm moving. I ain't got no strength anymore. Worn out. I mean, outright worn out. I just ain't working out. I can't lift any weight. The strength that He gives you, it lasts for eternity. You can outright sit on the floor for a few years and get up and barely be capable of lifting a penny or a nickel. And He's still going to be there for you, conquering multitudes of nations, part and seas, and forgiving and redeeming and blessing you. Incarnation, you said remission of sins. I'm trying to get a little bit real quick. I ain't mad at you. Even you shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. Isaiah 40:30. What does that mean? The measure of strength is no more than the endurance of eternity. Yeah, we all like looking like oxen. I mean, built right on up, outright like a brick house. You know what I'm saying? Looking like a horse, real broad shoulders, which is fine, mighty and dandy. Oh, it's real good. Everybody likes might. They like strength. They like to look nice, especially summertime right now. I'm trying to get a good tan. I like it. But even the young men shall fall exhausted, and you shall faint and be weary. That's the purest form of testament to their devotion, because at some point you were once a baby. You were once a child crawling on the ground. That scripture was making you a slave, remember? You didn't know how to interpret it, how to read it. You didn't know how to make it reality. You didn't even know what you should be doing with it. So you will fall faint, and you will be weary, and you'll be exhausted because you can't seem to make the right decisions. You probably have somebody looking over you laughing, saying, "Hallelujah. God, don't forget about Christ now. He'll still give you a yes at the end of the day, regardless of what you got going on. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." 40:31 Isaiah. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew. I mean, I'm born again, turning over a new leaf. I'm cleansed. Wash me and cleanse me in my heart, soul, and mind. Right? Bring me back on into you to the cross. Let me bear my own iniquity. Here comes the strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Some of us, we get real tired. They'd be drinking them cans in the morning. It's like you're standing in New York. They got the bowl and it got a little bit Red Bull. That's what them is. They'd be slamming them down like eagles. They got wings. It gives you wings like eagles. They're soaring very high. I like the Boston College reference. Of course, I think different. Break. And they shall run and not be weary. You outright run within your faith, within your gospel, within the discovery that He's given you. Christ gave you the freedom to discover His blessings. He didn't give you the condemnation to be limited, to be searching for His blessings. Everywhere you turn, everywhere you look, every acquaintance, relationship, regardless of the hour of the day, the season, the demographic, you're going to be seeing God. You know, He's out right there for you, and you're going to see Him, and you're going to be capable of running with it, because He's available 24/7. And the jurisdiction that He's got, it's boundless. You can see for eternity, for miles upon miles, and it just keeps on going. There ain't no limitations or restrictions to His power or to His love or what He's capable of. So they might not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, because I'm not going down. Rather, I'm going up, and I don't want to be punished, but rather I want to move forward within Him and within you. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Ephesians 6:10. Be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might. I don't think you got anything to worry about. Somebody talking about, are you strong? Are you capable? Are you competent? You capable of holding your own? I respect a man that takes care of his own. You know what I mean? Amen. I ain't mad at you. Think about what I'm saying. Be strong in the Lord. Be devoted to His purest form of testament, the strength of His might. And you ain't got nothing to worry about. There ain't no creature, your fellow brothers and sisters, God's creation. They can tell you what's right or what's wrong for you. And if they did, you ain't trying to hear it in the first place. Uh-uh. I mean, it better be about God. You see me raising that right hand. I'm outright trying to bless individuals daily. You see me, I raise the right hand. Sometimes it's the left one. But sometimes they start coming at me at the mangoes right there. I'm raising that. Uh-uh. Uh-uh. It better be about God. Because when it's about him, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Bullets be bouncing right off you. And I'm not telling you go to the shooting range and stand in front of the bullseye and boom, hit it right on the target. Not like that. I ain't mad at you. You know, I mean, we got to do it right. Make it right. Make it right for him. The strength and endurance of devoted testament, the foundation that he's given you is more than enough for you to have transparency. But who? Within him. You know, I ain't got nothing to hide. I'm honest with them. I got a clear channel of communication, the power of prayer. I believe in it each and every day. I'm putting it right back in his hands where it belongs. He's given to me. I'm giving to others. I'm looking for ways that I can be that miracle in somebody else's life. For real. Think about what I'm saying. You're either looking for God and seeking him because you already got him, or you're denying him at every aspect. And I'm not sure about you. I ain't mad at you. I'm not sure about you. But if you start denying him, he'll start denying you. And boy, we get in one rough shape when we're all bent and twisted and turned, and our crooked ways are all we've got to offer. I mean, outright bent. Ooh, that's a tough one. I think we've all been there. Lord, forgive me. I like confession, forgiveness, repentance. Seems to work for me. A little bit of water. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand. 41:10, Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with you. What did I just get done telling you? I don't care where you go, what you've been through, how many times you think you failed, what they can hold against you, what they can't hold against you. Think about what I'm saying. He's going to be with you. He is for you. He is your God. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to help you. He's going to uphold you in his righteous right hand. Have you heard about raising the hand? Righteous, the child. I'm still learning, crawling biblically as we're climbing that ladder and advancing along the stairway of heaven. You know what I mean? I think different, but God help me. I think we all need to be taken to that level. Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. You know what I'm saying? I've been walking around. Sometimes I forget about it. It's like my cell phone. I gotta have it. My heart's connected to it, right? So like I can't breathe unless I got my cell phone. I'm running around. I'm running late. I walk back in the house. I got my cell phone in my hand. Keys in the other hand. I'm looking at everybody. I'm like, have you seen my cell phone? Like I gotta get going. Oh, I mean, you got it right with you. It's right in your right hand right now. I see that. Sometimes we're looking for God, we're looking for Christ, we're looking for a sign, we're trying to see the message. We want to know what's going on, what I do wrong now. Come on now, it better be about Christ. You got to be kidding me. Out of nowhere, out of the blue, here it came. Another devastation, another loss, another grievance, another citation. Well, I mean, she broke up with me. She ran off on me last night. Fear not and be strong and courageous because of him. The Lord, your God who goes with you, he will not leave you or forsake you. So if you make it about him, you know what? I still got God. Whew. I'm still standing on that solid foundation. Whew. I mean, I got my bags packed. I'm ready for eternity. I'm storing my treasures. I ain't got anything to worry about. Then you're covered. Then you got it. But the moment you put it in a creature's hands, now you give up on him, then he gives up on you. So don't take it out of the context where it don't need to be. It's about him and about us. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Psalm 73:26. That's why you hear me, and I'm big on commitment. I used to do some work for UPS at a couple different locations. I did Chicago Catch and over in Salt Lake City. It was real nice. I think I even did Louisville for a little bit. Lord, forgive me. And one of the things that they really enjoy is commitment, because commitment is the purest form of your testament, your confession of belief on what you're capable of. All I'm looking for is commitment. And that's how they teach you. That's how they train you. All we're looking for is commitment here. Acknowledgement of what's going on and see if you can make a commitment to improving it. You give commitment to God each and every day, and you give commitment to your spouses. or your children, whatever, whoever and whatever you got in your life, you ain't got nothing to worry about, because my flesh and my heart, I may fail. I might make mistakes, but I'll tell you what, if we keep pushing each other towards God, we keep building one another up. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Our relationship's going to go to eternity and back. I mean, can you do me a favor? Anything. I mean, absolutely anything. Can you do me a favor? Make sure that I don't lose sight of God. I'm going to need him each and every day. Make sure that I've got Christ in mind. Make sure the Holy Spirit is embracing me. Excuse me, am I doing something wrong? We should probably be seeking God and Christ together so that we can continue to have a sense of prosperity. And for how long? Not just for a night, forever. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hit a switch. Hit a light real quick. Where are you at? Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his presence continually. 1 Chronicles 16, 11. I told you that earlier. Seek the Lord in his strength. I'm getting into a rough spot here. They told me I either got to talk to a police officer or I got to talk to the courthouse. I'm praying to God they got God or Christ in one of those institutions. Lord, help me. But if they don't, and the individuals, they ain't got no God and they ain't got no Christ for you, I'm going to turn the other cheek. I'm going to repent. I'm going to turn away and I'm going to walk away. I'm going to get away from you just as fast as possible. Seek his presence continually. I don't think there is anything else. I think that the gifts that you've been given, the reason that you breathe, you're saved, you're forgiven, you're redeemed, that we can experience this fulfillment of life, this gift as we know it, is because we seek him continually. And regardless of how desperate we may get, and you heard me, I said outright desperate, he's still there for us. When we get desperate, it's only him smiling down on us. I see you. I'm still going to have you. Tell you what, you're still going to wake up in the morning. I'm still going to be here for you. They used to say old folks wisdom. It's an old folks tale. Some days you got to look real hard to find that blessing. I beg to differ, and I ain't mad at you. Forgive me, I ain't mad at you. I think that blessing's there each and every day. The acknowledgement of other individuals becomes the inequity before you know what you believe and what they got going in. Superstition, astrology. I mean, I think the moon's out the right way. I tell you what, I'm hoping. I tell you what, the way the stars and the moon look, I'm probably getting lucky tonight. Put it in the good Lord's hands. Don't put it somewhere where it don't belong. Lord, forgive me. 2 Samuel 22:33. This God is my strong refuge and has made my way blameless. So regardless of what I got going on, regardless of what I got going on, whether it's right, whether it's wrong, somebody did me wrong. No, I incurred a loss. Eye for eye, life for life. And it's something that can't be replaced. You don't have to point the finger at them. You ain't got to worry about it. Early in the Bible, somewhere in Genesis, it reminds us to live in a world to where you don't owe them anything and they don't owe you anything. To live in a world to where you don't owe them anything and they don't owe you anything, you gotta be blameless. I ain't pointing the finger at you and you ain't pointing the finger at me. I mean, you heard me. It better be about God. It takes a lot of self-discipline to get to this notion of acceptance to where we are capable, able, competent, disciplined, degree, walking within that line of not being condemned, but rather being forgiven and being blessed. I think it's about being blameless. Because if you got blame, it's terrible. And I'll give you a real quick good example. A lot of us, we have relationship problems this day and age. I mean, I love her. I just don't know if I can trust her. She's out there looking like a rapper, got a microphone in front of her face, looking like she coming straight from Compton. West Side, bandanas and all this stuff. I'm like, geez, I don't even know what to say. I heard she went out last night, got somebody that had a microphone. She was real happy with them. It's a good example, isn't it? You ain't got to push the blame on anybody. Regardless of what happens in your personal life, she walks out on you. She left me while she did me wrong. She slept with my best friend, yada, yada, yada. You still got God. You still got him. You can put it right within his hands. Be blameless about it. The moment you're capable of being mature within your thought, your intellect, emotionally, physically, spiritually, intimately, economically, substance-wise, you'll see the gates of heaven open right on up. Here comes them blessings. I mean, here they come, outright flooding the way. And I mean, it's more than abundance that you could ever expect. But the moment you want to point that finger, well, you did this to me. Who cares what she did? You ain't got to be accountable for the decisions that she made. The mistakes that each individual makes, that's on them. It ain't on you. You ain't going to be crucified for it. You don't have to live up to the judgment or the condemnation of it. And when you face your creator, you can sit there and smile. You know what? I did it. You know what I mean? I outright did it. I mean, I seen quite a bit and I'm thankful for the blessings you've given me. Don't get me wrong. You see somebody falling and failing in this world, you naturally have that inkling. You're alive. You're a human being. You're a creature. Your fellow brothers and sisters, you want to be capable of reaching out, of lending a hand, of being capable of helping them. Let's get you back to the cross. Seeking food, seeking shelter. You're hungry. You need to be fed. You need to be fixed. I mean, I ain't mad at you. Regardless of what you got going on, you need to get back to Christ. Think about what I'm saying. But don't take it personal. Don't take it personal. Be blameless within it. I mean, he showed me a sign today. What happened? I seen this poor person. They fell right away from Christ. And I was reminded that what would happen to me if I did fall from Christ. Amen. Now you see how you can find God and find Christ even in the inequities. It's just a way of him showing you the way, showing you the sign of this. What is what might happen or could happen when you take it too far or you fall away from him? I'll tell you, I mean, I like to keep him near and dear, close to my heart. Come into my heart, so am mine, because I can't live without him. I feel the same way about my girlfriend. I still ain't heard from her. Text not delivered, ? I'm not quite sure. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song, I give thanks to him. Psalms 28:7. Proclaim it, praise it, sing the hymnals, be the trumpet sounding from heaven. Don't be afraid to be happy. Don't let anybody judge you, ridicule you, or hate up on you in any way, shape, or form. So when you feel like you ain't got enough power, when you feel like you've lost all hope, when there ain't nothing left in the bank account sitting there, and I mean, I overdraw the account, they hit me up with them insufficient funds fees, it's going to take me a month. I'm going to be living on peanut butter and jelly for a while. I ain't mad at you, neither is he. You still get a yes from Christ. You're still forgiven. He still got you. You ain't got anything to worry about. By God, I tell you what, there's somebody that's probably got it worse. My mentality each and every day, and I mean, I think different. You'll have to forgive me. I've got some, and there's some out there that they've got none, literally. So I've got some and they've got none. I'm capable of giving. I'm capable of doing for others. Even when I ain't got economic means, I'm still offering myself. Let me go see if I can do something for somebody else. An unconditional act of kindness each and every day, trying to do my part to let him work within me. The closer I get to him, the more pure I'm going to be. And thought, word, and deed, heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit. Hallelujah. Praise in the grace. Let them trumpets sound. Don't be afraid to proclaim it. And let everybody know what you got going on. For it is the love that he has given you that endures you, that carries you to the next level and embraces you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. I mean, we're being reminded consecutively as you advance along the theological calendar. I mean, black and white biblical. Have I not commanded you? I told you what you should be doing. Be strong and courageous. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Don't be frightened. Fear is a liar. And do not be dismayed. Don't be led astray. You know the truth. You're walking outright. You know the truth. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And as long as I keep him near and dear to me, I mean, I reckon that's all I need. So your strength of measurement is way more than going to the fitness center and clicking that down to, I'm going to hit 240. I'm maxing the machine out. I'm going to go over here, put 120 on each side, work on chest. Your strength is not measured in the score and measurement of the physical inequity of flesh. Rather, it is in the purest form of devoted testament of how you can be pure to him, put him in first place, and you ain't got nothing to worry about. She walks in the door, she's mad at you. Tell her, do me a favor real quick. I ain't mad at you. We can talk about it. We can hash it out. Whatever you got going on. I mean, I still love you. But walk back out that door and drop them bags of burden and baggage right at the door. Walk up in here and give me a little bit of love. Where's God at tonight? You know what I mean? Try to bring God and Christ up into the relationship consecutively and remind one another of the blessings that you're receiving individually and the blessings that you can receive as a couple. Reminders that each and every one of us shall fall and have inequities, but the right person, they'll take you to eternity. They'll take you up. You'll get built up. You'll get to a point you've never been capable of achieving on your own. And the wrong person, boy, I tell you what, I'm not sure about bungee jumping or jumping out of the side of a plane and pulling the parachute line, but I'm outright thinking about it. The wrong person, you'll be going to pull the cord, and I mean, the line ain't going to pop, and there ain't going to be no parachute there. You're going to go slammed right down to the ground. Don't let the scripture turn you into a slave. Outright, you know the truth. Don't be led astray. Let me close in prayer here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the continued support. By the way, be sure to follow Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and check out the Buzzsprout feed. You'll see some daily updates. I've got Bible reading verses, and I usually do a prayer or some did you know, some scriptures, some fun little facts that are relevant to keep us educated and studying within the biblical reference of the walk that we possess and how we're possessing it. And be sure to remind yourself sometime throughout the day on how it touched you or how it can be an enactment to somebody else to be a blessing as we close in prayer. Lord, forgive me. Our graciously heavenly Father and Christ our Savior Redeemer, let your strength, your endurance, your devoted testament of pure love and unconditional trust and reliance be the only thing that I have to offer. Let each and every day my sovereign ability of charity be no more than the devotion of leading and fulfilling the promise of life that you've been giving to me, the deliverance of my heart, soul, and mind. Rely on the existence of keeping the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, the substance alive and being possessive in the form of what you've given. Each and every time you give or do for me, I'm capable of giving and doing for somebody else. Forgive me and allow me to be thankful for the gifts that I'm receiving, thankful enough to be blessing others, not to condemn, but to bless, to redeem, to forgive, and to help them to find their own. Remind me daily that I need you and you need me, and to cherish the ones that I have in my life, to love them, to endure them, to brace them, to find something new each and every day and a new way to love them. God, help me with love, with compassion, with grace, with growth, with knowledge. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Christ our Savior's name we pray. Thank you for listening. Life or Death Ministries, Jesse Drackey. Have a very, very good evening. Be sure to follow up with any questions, any answers that you might have, and I will correspond immediately. God bless you.